Last week we got the news we were in the top 10 most dangerous cities in America, and it's just like, I'm thinking it's like piling on, just with bad news for Birmingham.
How did you find out about the arrest this morning?
Well, actually, I was listening to the radio. The announcer said there had been an arrest. I thought, well, gee, the only person that I've been expecting was Larry Langford, because the rumors have been out there for a long time.
It's a 101-count indictment against Mr. Langford, Mr. Blunt, and Mr. LaPierre. Is that more extensive than you were expecting, or is that in line with what you thought might come down?
That's in line with what the rumor mill has been saying for a long time. I mean, one thing about City Hall is it's a hotbed of rumors. You know, the grapevine just runs all over the building, and so you can hear all kinds of stuff. You don't know whether it's true or not, but you hear it. You know, and if you read, The Weekly? If you read Kyle Whitmire's column very often, which I do because, he seems to be snooping around in City Hall a lot, we've heard all those names for a good long time now.
Well, so what happens now in City Hall now that this is sort of out in the open?
You know, it's hard to say what the impact will be. Obviously, Mayor Langford is innocent until proven guilty. So he's been indicted, but he hasn't been convicted. So I don't think he's going anywhere. So I would think that it would be business as usual at City Hall, except for, the sort of cloud that this is going to put over City Hall.
How do you think, though, this affects his ability to do his job, to work, for the city and to work with the city council?
When one elected official is indicted, people are saying, yeah, all the politicians are a bunch of crooks. I mean, I've heard that a million times. I take great offense to that comment. But, obviously, as many indictments as we have had in the Jefferson County area recently, people are really looking at elected officials and thinking, well, are they all on the take? Are they all doing things that are wrong? And so I think that even if you're doing everything right or trying to, you need to be doubly careful that nothing you do is wrong. My thought is I don't want anyone to give me a can of popcorn this Christmas because of the appearance and because of the things that have gone on in other areas in city and county government.
Would you anticipate any sort of internal auditing or investigation of some of the work that Mayor Langford has done for the city, given this allegation from when he was working with the county?
Well, I think that would be a good idea. I mean, my feeling is that we have not been getting regular financial reports from the administration, and I have been a vocal critic of that. I think that we used to get a blue book at the end of each month. It was a report, as of the end of the month, of all the city's income and outgo. We haven't received one of those since the end of June.
And I know you've been asking for that. What's the mechanism for ensuring that happens, or what's the mechanism for conducting some sort of internal audit to check the books?
Unfortunately, we are dependent upon the administration to provide that information to us because the mayor does control the finance department. We keep asking for it, but we don't get it. Well, what are our alternatives here? Well, we could sue the mayor, but how that looks. The only other thing we can do is stop approving any spending until we get the information. And that is what I believe we ought to do.
How receptive do you think your fellow councilors will be to that idea?
Well, I really don't have any idea at this point. I mean, today is a whole new day with this indictment that has come down, and I don't know what the attitude of the council is going to be. My husband and I were discussing it this morning, and we said on one hand, everybody could say, whoa, we need to find out what's going on in our city. Or they could say, oh, the mean old government is after our wonderful mayor, and we are all against it. And I don't even have any idea which way it's going to go. I just think that we need to act with an abundance of caution. I mean, I realize he hadn't been convicted, but with these allegations out there, it has to cross the taxpayer's mind, is more of my money going places it shouldn't go? you can't help but think that.